Rural and urban Alaska can be very different worlds. And if you're constructing buildings or maintaining equipment in one place, those skills might not apply to another place. For example, most Alaska rural communities use oil for heating, while cities largely use natural gas. Most rural homes use metal roofing, while urban homes use shingles. This week, a new partnership of urban trainers and rural workers is seeing if they can take what's taught in urban Alaska and create an apprenticeship program for rural communities. Bruce Bold coordinates the Sheet Metal Workers Union's Local 23 apprenticeship program in Anchorage. Last winter, he was at a conference when he struck up a conversation with a lady from rural Alaska.
And, you know, she was talking about some of the issues in rural Alaska that they're running into. A lot of it was maintenance-type issues on maintaining equipment.
And Bold thought, hey, we offer that training. How can we get it to rural Alaska? Then he started talking with contractors about how they'd like to be able to hire locally in rural areas.
They're like, wow, if I had someone local I could, you know, put onto a job instead of flying a guy out there, paying him per diem, you know, paying for his plane ticket, especially for a small little job.
Some contractors, he found out, won't bid on certain rural jobs because they can't find qualified local workers. With that, Bold reached out to Bob Marquez, who runs the Mechanic and Welder Program for the Coastal Villages Region Fund. CVRF is part of Alaska's Groundfish Community Development Quota Program and is tasked with economically developing the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's coastal communities. Bold knew there was a need for rural Alaska training, but he didn't know what that training needed to be. Marquez agreed to send a group of CVRF mechanics and welders to Anchorage for 3 days to help him figure that out.
They're learning what our needs are and what's valuable for education and training, and we're learning from them. So this really is a test. We want to see how it benefits our employees, and furthermore, how it will benefit the residents of the communities.
The hope is to shape an apprenticeship sheet metal and service technician program for rural Alaska. More contractors could then hire locally in rural areas. Bold says everything is in the preliminary stages, but the program could begin as a pilot project with CVRF. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.